stop,
and recreate.
Stop.
Yeah. Recreate the scene and make sure you pull out your camera, your little flip camera, and make some video. And trust me, if we had found a spot where we could have been like alone, maybe up in the redwoods.
Big Fatty's throwing up in the back of his mouth right now.
And Vera too. Myron! Myron! They're talking about the sex. Oh, no!
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
They're talking about the sex. Oh, no!
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 534 with the BFO for Thursday, the 18th of February, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is just got a little housekeeping to do. So let me go get my feather duster and my pledge. Oh, Big Fatty! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty has just got some things he is going to take care of today. I don't really have a list or anything. I did cut the coupon out of the Wednesday paper, but I have not had a chance to redeem it. I have not had a chance to redeem it at the Publix as of yet. And y'all, I just realized I have not done my taxes. So while I am watching the Winter Olympics tonight, y'all, by the way, they're talking about how everything is just fucked up at the Winter Olympics. And I don't know. I don't know if it is Ange's fault or if it's that DJ David J's fault. But clearly one of them must be held accountable, because yes, someone's head must roll. And y'all, if I were either one of them, I would skedaddle out of there. Cause y'all, oh, we need to skedaddle out of here before they come get us. Yes, let us skedaddle, dear gushy. And anyway, but y'all, because you know the arm on the cauldron didn't go up, and then the non-Zamboni ice machine thing, it just yes, I quit working, I stopped. No, I'm not gonna do it anymore. And so they had to bring in a Zamboni, even though the Zamboni was not the official ice scraper of the Vancouver Olympics. So and there was something else that, oh yeah, they got a chain link fence around the cauldron, and it's so high that you can't take a picture of it. And now the people are bitching. They're just bitching about it. And then they didn't have any, don't have enough snow. In fact, I read in the paper today that they are calling this the Vancouver Summer Olympics. It is so warm up there. So anyway, but Big Fatty enjoys watching it nonetheless. And evidently, on Tuesday night, it was very popular amongst the Twitty folks, because they all love to watch the gay boys out there doing their little ice dancing or something. Except evidently one of them had on his overalls. He was farming for something. I don't know. He was a scarecrow. Dear gushy Big Fatty, please talk about something else. We are tired of hearing you natter about that. Y'all, you know, the picture that was posted on the Twitty by Mr. Michael Brandon, y'all, it has raised quite the stir, and y'all, it has been removed. Now, I don't know if the Twitty removed it or if Michael Brandon removed it, you know, to protect his reputation. But y'all, the damage is done. The damage is done. And Kim Beaver even had to do some stuff. She had to do some stuff. Oh, poor Big Fatty, he can't talk. But y'all, one of the things that came out of all of this is Big Fatty has gotten a buttload of Twitter requests, and I'm sure it's people that are following Michael Brandon, and said, oh, well, you know, if Big Fatty can have his picture made with Michael Brandon, then I should be following Big Fatty, because we don't know what's big and fat on him, but, well, you know, y'all do. But y'all, I am going to read out these Twitter names, and I'm not going to approve these people unless they are listeners to the BFO. So if you listen to the BFO and you hear me call out your Twitter name, send me a message to Big Fatty Online. Well, it's over at I don't know what it is, but anyway, you can send me an e-letter. And, what is that e-letter address? Big Fatty, they can find it themselves, and you don't have to stammer along. Anyway, so y'all, here are the people that are currently waiting to be approved to follow Big Fatty. First one up is Big Thick Uncut. And y'all, I'm just going to guess that this probably is one of Michael Brandon's followers that now wants to follow Big Fatty. And that is James from over there in the Uck. Steve in the Uck and Naught, if you know James, and I'm sure you do, just ask him if he wants to follow Big Fatty or not. Then we've got Florida Benjamin. And that is Fabian Benjamin from Cola, South Carolina. And Fabian Benjamin, if you want to follow Big Fatty, drop me that e-letter. Then we've got Topher Criswell. And this is Christopher from the Dallas and Fort Worth area. Now, maybe Joe in Dallas or that Bjorn. That Bjorn, maybe they can get in touch with Christopher Harris and see if he really does want to follow Big Fatty. Denny Doo, 13. Dear gushy, there are 12 others of them? 12 other Denny Doos? And y'all, that is Dennis Burnside. And y'all, I don't know if he wants to really follow me or not. Then there's G Chase 64, that's Gordon Chase. Andy Fretwell, 82. Dear gushy, there's 81 more of them? That's Andy Fretwell. Then we've got Coca-Cola. Ah, isn't that a funny one? Then we've got Hot Bottom Dallas. I don't know. That is probably Bjorn, but I don't know that for sure. But his real name is Sweet Ass. Then we've got Sydney Earl from the Los Angeles. Perhaps Michael out there could get in touch with him. Then we've got New York Tailspin. That's Ismael. We've got, I said Sydney Earl already. Then we got J Bottom For You. That's Johnny Boy Cumslut from the Tacoma and Seattle area. Well, I'm sure that Teresa and Sissy out there know Johnny Boy Cumslut. And then we have Swibesaw 66. That's Jan Steen. From, I don't know where the fuck Jan Steen is from. Then we've got Ashes For Me, that's Brenton Riley. Then we've got Zach Paul, that's Zach Arellano from Thornton, Colorado. Now, I don't know if that is anywhere close to Kid Colt or to Brian and David out there in the Denver. So, or perhaps Brother Sinatus knows who it is. Techno Rocka, 82, is in Bodo, Aldenhoven, Germany. Well, you know, we'll just get Michael in Stuttgart, but y'all, he's unsubscribed. To check on him, Randy Harris has asked to follow Big Fatty. Day in ATL. Now, that sounds like that might be Atlanta. But I don't think there's anybody left in Atlanta, because who was it that used to be in Atlanta? Ah, Big Fatty, that was Omar! Yes, so Omar wouldn't know him. Then we've got BXGD, that's Jason the Commenter, from the St. Petersburg, Florida. I'm sure Guru Newby knows who. Adam Neutron might know the Atlanta guy. Ripped Core, that's Arnie from Houston. Akaya Berry Pure One, I have no idea what the fuck that is. But y'all, it appears to be some sort of berries. And y'all, who knew that some berries wanted to follow Big Fatty? We've got Justice Koroma from Oslo, Norway. Y'all, that is just around the corner from the Faroe Islands, so maybe Kim Beaver can get in touch with him. We've got Bear Jock Swap. I don't know who that is, but he's cute. We've got Emily Winston, who is E Waters 8, and we've got Queer Unity. We've got The Cortez from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Perhaps Ron Prada Soho and Mr. Tim Cornwall, patron saint of the BFO, know The Cortez. That's Cortez Culito. And because you know they're up there in the D.C. area. Singing Swift and Kelly Basket. Basket. Ah! Big Fatty, you are retarded today. Yes, I am. But anyway, those are people that want to follow Big Fatty on the Twitty. And I'm going to say no. No, you cannot follow me on the Twitty because I do not know who you are. So send me an e-letter and I will then consider approving you. Y'all, in addition to that, I have got a few things here in the e-letter box that I would like to go over with you. Let me just see what I've got here. Let's just, oh, Big Fatty, you should be ready, y'all. You know what? We have not done any Ask Big Fatties in a while. So, y'all, why don't we do that right now?
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, it has been a while since Big Fatty did an Ask Big Fatty. Anyway, because this one, y'all, is from Miss Kathy Bacon, and y'all, it came in on the 23rd of July, last year. Dear gushy, Big Fatty, that is entirely too long. And anyway, Miss Kathy says, can we get an iTurd phone update? Do you like it or what? Love the unlimited message purchase for the tweets. That is hilarious. Y'all, I don't... Why, is that a question? Can we get an iTurd phone update? Well, you know, Big Fatty, you know, loves the iPhone. I do not use the cellular telephonic devices, of course, but, that was the Lean Cuisine chicken and mashed potatoes. But Miss Kathy, love it. And, you know, I love my... y'all, it's coming up. I love my yellow cover that I've got for it also. Y'all, I've got another one here from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, and it came in. When did it come in? It came on my birthday, y'all, and he says, who do you think likes dick more, me or Madonna? Well, y'all, I can assure you that it doesn't matter how much Madonna likes dick. Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, you're getting vulgar. I can hear it in your voice. You're just getting vulgar. Big Fatty likes it. Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty has gone by the post office, and I had a package. Not a package. It's kind of an envelope. And y'all, it is from Gavin up there in the New Jersey, just right outside the Philadelphia's. And you know, he is the number two fan of the BFO for 2010. And we're just gonna open that up right now and see what we got here from Gavin. Y'all, I'm sure it's gonna be something dirty, cause Gavin is dirty. Oh! Y'all, he has sent me, and I knew this was coming, but it just didn't occur to me that this would be it. And y'all, it's, you know, I told you on the show talking about the horror weekend, how you can pin people, and you know, you trade the friendship pins with different people at the different horror events. And y'all, I had I had gotten a friendship pin. Oh, dear Gussie. Big Fatty, what do you mean you got a friendship pin from Gavin? Well, you know, whatever. And y'all, what has he done here? I can't. He's got it on a piece of cardboard so that I can take it off, I guess. Lefty Lucy, right? Righty tighty, lefty loosey. Ah, Big Freddy, you got so many good things. You're just going to have to skedaddle out of here once you finish telling us all your old-fashioned tales and everything. But anyway, he gave me a pair. Oh, poor Big Freddy. He gave me a pen for the Liberty Bears. And, y'all, I promptly lost it. But anyway, so that's what he was sending to me. He was sending me a Liberty Bears pen from the Philadelphia. So, Gavin, I have received the Liberty Bears friendship pen, and you will repen me because you know it. You've got to do it right every time you get big. Oh, Big Freddy, move on. You're getting vulgar, just vulgar, vulgar, vulgar again. So, anyway, so I've received that, y'all. I was looking here at the, you know, I had my fiscal, y'all. I just realized that I have not opened. Big Freddy, what are you doing? Why are you looking at the mail now, y'all? I've just realized that I have thank you notes from Christmas that I haven't opened here from my family. Big Freddy, that is rude. Oh no, dear Gushy! So anyway, I'll have to get on that probably after I do my taxes though. Y'all, I really wish I had the coupon to read to you, cause you know we've been several weeks and I know Julie is worried sick about the coupon, cause y'all that's how she do. That is how she do. She worries when Big Fatty does not report on the coupon. And y'all, when Big Fatty does report on the coupon, he has got some very special artwork from Miss La 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 Lauren for the coupon days. So y'all, maybe that'll be on Tamari's show. But now y'all, on Tamari's show on Friday, that is the 19th, y'all, of February. And y'all, I'm just going to tell you, that is the last day I'm accepting phone calls for you to encourage Jeremiah to do his podcast. And y'all, quite frankly, if I were Jeremiah, I would think twice based on the lack of response. And y'all, all it does is send the wrong message. If you don't call and you're someone else will call, I will not do it. No, I will not do it. But y'all, I've only got one call in the ready, and so y'all, you better skedaddle over to your cellular telephonic device, and you better call Big Fatty. And the number is always at the end of the show, and it's also over there at the www. And I'm telling you, y'all, he may just get so upset at you that he just, oh no, I will not call Big Fatty's show because his listeners don't care for me. They prefer that I not call. So y'all, I'm just telling you, there may be consequences. Oh dear Gussie, thank God the music started. Y'all, Big Fatty didn't have a whole lot to say today. Big Fatty, how is that any different than any other day? You never have anything to say. You don't open your thank you cards that you receive for your crema presents. And you just stammer and stutter, and you read some damn Ask Big Fatties from July and August. Big Fatty, you're just not, you're off your game. You're just off your game, and you need to get on your game and skedaddle yourself over, and maybe tomorrow you can talk about the sex.
They're talking about the sex? Oh, no.
Yeah, gosh.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.